Russell's Travel Center. Russell's Travel Center sits on a New Mexico hill just before the Texas-New Mexico state line. It is close to Indy, one of those almost vanished New Mexico towns that shrink smaller and smaller as time barrels forwards. At Russell's, you can gas up, have something to eat, buy food, use restrooms, draw cash from an ATM, and most importantly, take a trip down memory lane. There's a car and culture exhibit in the Travel Center. It was a blast of the past. While the 1920s roared, danced around the edges of a champagne glass, the 1930s were filled with clouds of dust and long faces. The 1940s were filled with World War II. The 1950s were a return to consumerism, family, stability, and hard work, chasing your dreams in a country that encouraged you to make bigger and better things, have bigger and better ideas, and hitch your coattails to the best of capitalism. The 60s were a crack in the Liberty Bell with dissent and revulsion by kids against morals and tradition. This exhibit in the Travel Center holds icons of my 1950s generation. Roy Rogers, Marilyn Monroe, James Dean, Betty Boop, Elvis Presley are some of the 1950s icons. Big chrome-laden cars, soft drink machines, rock and roll music, and parking meters were playing cards in our deck. Denise's and nephews. It is hard to describe rotary phones, push lawnmowers, Dewey Decimal card catalogs, the KKK, life without pizza and hamburgers, black and white TVs. As old waves go out, new ones pile over the top of them. Being on the bottom is rough tumbling and not much fun.